Now, here's the Abe Burrows Show, recorded earlier from the Columbia Network.
From Hollywood, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows, like you said. Here I am. Here I am once again, hurrying through another 15 minutes in my futile race against television. You know, I wonder what's really going to happen when television does take over. It's no problem to the pretty boys, but what about us fellas who are just wholesome looking? Not that I'm worried about the future. I was shrewd enough to prepare myself so that I can be completely independent of this whole business. I've been taking a course in how to live without eating. So I'm not worried, you see. But it still seems there ought to be room in television for a guy like me. I ain't too repulsive. I got kind of a cute twinkle in my glasses. And the fact that I ain't got a lot of hair can be very useful commercially. For instance, just think how commercial it'll be if at the end of a television show, I take a deep bow and across the top of my head it says Sunkissed. Or Jones's Doorknobs. You know, although maybe a sponsor wouldn't like a commercial to be stated so boldly. My goodness. Well, that's all in the future. Right now, I'll concentrate on radio and songs. I expect to do very well with a new number I'm working on. It's a tender little thing called When I Grow Too Old to Dream, I'll Still Be on the List for That Chevy. I'll let you all know when I finish that one. Got a song here now that some of you may have heard before. For a while, I kept body and soul together by helping to write Duffy's Tavern for Ed Archie Gardner. Somebody spilled beer in the piano. Anyway, I spent 5 years with the mighty Gardner. I guess he taught me just about everything I know about radio. You know, that could be considered an insult. Anyway, during that period, I collaborated with Frank Lesser on a song called Leave Us Faces, a maudlin little ballad which expressed Archie's sentiments on love in Archie's own peculiar language, which makes it an illiterate type song. Illiterate. Here it is. I stand here at good old Duffy, where the ale eat me to eat. Me red cup suckles racing. I await for you, my sweet. In me hand is a diamond unfurled. We should holler it out to the world. Leave us no longer pretend that you are merely a friend. For it is wrote in the stars above. Though we have tried to act cold, suddenly low and get hold. Leave us face it, we're in love. Leave us not blush with no shame if people bandage our name. Shoes and old rice are worth dreaming of. Stories like in our two eyes could win the Pulitzer Prize. Leave us face it, we're in love. In summer the life we was once man and wife. In an old French chapeau we was mated. Now mine love for thine, just as thine love for mine, has been reincarcerated. So I politely trot at your feet. Don't leave me life incomplete. I'm like a turtle without a dove. Love light ain't meant to be hid. No, 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 perish forbid. Leave us face it, we're in love. I thought I sang that rather beautifully. You know, I think my voice is improving. Feels stronger like, you know?
I love life and I...
All right, so I ain't Carmen Lombardo. Well, you hear me in this next number. I was sitting around the other day looking for some interesting song ideas. The kind of thing that'd live, you know? I had one shanty town, but I paid a bonus to get it. I quickly rejected that one. What I really was looking for was a holiday-type song. You know, holiday songs like White Christmas, they seem to go on forever.
collect all the time. When I started looking for holidays to write about, I couldn't find one that was open. Frank Lesser just wrote, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Irving Berlin had covered almost every other holiday, from Lincoln's birthday to St. Swithin's Day. Finally, it seemed like Washington's birthday might be a possibility. By Washington's birthday, I had a love song called, If Washington Told the Truth to His Father, Why Should You Lie to Me? But that seems sort of irreverent. I don't know. And suddenly I had a very good thought. All of a sudden it struck me. October 12th, Columbus Day. That was it. So here it is, a Columbus Day type love song. My lips were singing, my heart was beating. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful meeting. Just like Columbus done to America, I discovered you. On the 12th of October, intoxicated with love, but the rest of us were sober. We discovered just what bliss is. 1,492 kisses. Columbus was the greatest explorer of them all. He found out that the earth was round and then he had a ball. Oh, just like Columbus discovered America, I discovered, I located, I set foot on you. And for that, poor Isabella went and hocked her jewels. Now we'll hear from our quartet, or as they are known in musical circles, the Tone Deafers. Under the guidance of Milton Deluxe, which really is his name, as I've had to explain repeatedly to people who think I'm insulting him, this quartet has been devoting itself to the valuable cultural task of mitering the classics. Tonight, however, they're going to turn over a new leaf. They're going to try something new. They're going to miter a pop tune. The tune they've chosen is that big revival hit called I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Fellas, that was lovely. Really, Milty, it was lovely. You couldn't have done better if you knew how to read music. Some weeks ago, I did a version of one of those chatty, philosophical-type guys who come on the air every afternoon with chit-chat, tidbits, homely philosophy, and a special brand of boredom. Well, tonight I'd like to bring that fella back for another of his chats. So here he is. Milton, play something friendly, will you? Hello there. May I come in and visit? This is Abe Burrows dropping in for another cozy chat with you and you and you. Let's have a real good talk, shall we? You know, a wise philosopher once said, if people spent more time talking to each other, there would be a lot more conversation. Yes. It's a lovely day today. I feel wonderful. I guess it's because I've got a big load off my mind. There's been a family living in the apartment over my garage. Husband, wife, and six children, all living in this tiny apartment. And I've been worrying about them a good deal. Well, I don't have to worry about them anymore. This morning, I finally had them evicted. That's funny how these little problems solve themselves. A wise philosopher once said, no matter how many troublesome problems you may have, you'd be much better off without them. Well, let's see what's in the old mailbag. Here's a letter that says, Dear Abe, I listen to your friendly little program every day, and I want to tell you that I think it stinks. Signed, devoted listener. you don't know how I appreciate your letters. Well, now I'd like to say a few words to the men who have families. This message is from one of my sponsors, an old reliable insurance company. This company is the well-known Consolidated Casualty and Infirmity Company of Northern Uruguay. This month only, this company is offering a wonderful protection in the form of a modified premium triple indemnity special fidelity extra debility double security policy, which has the added feature of coming in a gorgeous cellophane envelope. This policy plays quadruple indemnity if you are killed by a meteorite or a crossbow. And it pays double indemnity if you are accidentally sawed in half. You might call up these folks and incidentally say that Abe Burrow sent you. It'll kind of... You know, it'll kind of help me get a commission. And now I'd like to read you a poem. It's a poem that came in the mail. A lovely poem, too. It's called Our Bird Bath. There's a bird bath in our garden, and every single day, lots of little birdies come to splash and play. We feed them bird seed from our hands. They're not shy, they're not suspicious. And when they're big, we take them in. They really are delicious. Ah, that's a beautiful and grim thought. Now I'd like to say a few words about discouragement. Discouragement is bad. You know, people often get discouraged, and when that happens, there's a little story I like to tell. Several years ago, there was a man who was pretty discouraged. He lost his business, didn't know which way to turn. Well, sir, one afternoon he wandered into a movie theater, and there on the screen, playing a small part, he saw a beautiful girl. A few weeks later, he saw this lovely girl in another picture. And from then on, he went to see every one of her pictures. Well, friends, you may not believe this, but today, that girl is Rita Hayworth. So never be discouraged. Well, I guess it's about time to put the cover back on the old philosophical garbage pail. But before I do, I'd like to do something which I rarely do, sing a song. This song was sent to me by a man who used to be a concert singer. Recently, the poor fellow has been confined to his bed by an illness which he contracted while singing. He was hit in the face with an infected tomato. Well, sir, he asked your old philosopher to sing this song, and I'm going to try because it carries a message. It's called No Matter. No matter how far apart we are, no matter how many miles, no matter if your hair is turning gray, no matter if you're beat up and fading away, no matter how hard the journey seems, no matter how cold or how wet, I'll fight wind and tide just to get to your side, 'cause you've got an apartment to let. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back again next week, same time, same station. This program is not affected by the change in daylight saving time, 'cause we're on at night. Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Abe Burrows Show was recorded earlier and came to you from Columbia Square. If you would like to attend the Eastern release of the Abe Burrows Show at 7:30 p.m. next Saturday night, write to Abe Burrows in care of the Columbia Broadcasting System, Hollywood, and tickets will be sent to you.
You are listening to KNX Los Angeles.